He said, I know. He's been in it. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hi, this is Will Gomez. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Sure.
Thank you so much. First question, what is the year of your birth? Only the year.
1973.
Thank you so much. Next question. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Some college.
Okay, thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Is your race mainly Black, African American, White, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic or Latino, or some other race?
Of African descent.
Okay, thank you. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, you're not registered?
I am.
Thank you so much. Now, when thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you so much. How would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Will you rate it as poor, only fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Okay, thank you. Below is a list of issues. Which two or three issues will you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? You may select up to three. Jobs and the economy, homelessness, corruption in city government, gun violence, city services like trash pickup, the cost of housing and rent, public transportation, crime and public safety, inflation and the cost of living, public school funding, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, or healthcare?
I would say crime.
Okay.
Crime. Of course, the opioid crisis.
Okay. Jobs in the economy, homelessness, corruption in the city government, gun violence, city services.
Yeah,
like
gun violence.
Pickup.
Gun violence.
Okay, yeah. Thank you so much. Now we'd like for you to rate your feelings about some people and some groups of people using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which means neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or have never heard of the people or groups, please indicate so. Council member Kenyatta Johnson, 0 to 10.
I'd say 7.
7, okay. District attorney Larry Krasner.
7.
7, okay, thank you. Your local police officers.
5.
5, thank you. Police commissioner Kevin Bethel.
5.
Thank you. Governor Josh Shapiro.
I'd say like a 9.
Okay, thank you. The Philadelphia Police Department.
5.
Thank you. The Philadelphia City Council.
5.
Thank you. Mayor Sherelle Parker.
Okay, so this is a complicated question because from what I know, I'm very optimistic.
Okay.
So, but of course I don't know her much. You know, I don't know. I'd say 7 for her politics. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. What about the Philadelphia Department of Streets? Streets Department.
Oh, 7.
7, okay. What about SEPTA? SEPTA.
7.
Okay, thank you so much. Next. Generally speaking, do you disapprove or approve of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
Once again, she's got the job. I'd be lying if I said I really have an opinion because I still have to see what she does.
Okay. The options are either you strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, somewhat approve, or strongly approve.
Somewhat
is like right in the middle. Okay. Thank
yeah,
you.
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you. Do you disagree or agree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community and city government.
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much. Here's the list of issues that might impact Philadelphia's daily lives. After each one, please rate on a scale from 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood, where 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood, 5 means that you are neither satisfied nor dissatisfied with the issue, and 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. You may select any number between 0 and 10. The availability of good-paying jobs, 0 to 10.
6.
6, thank you. Access to public transportation.
8.
Thank you. The cost of rent.
2.
2, okay, thank you. Public safety.
4.
4, thank you. The quality of education and public schools?
Yeah, 3.
Okay. The condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities?
6.
Thank you. Access to affordable housing?
5.
Thank you. The condition of roads and infrastructure?
5.
Thank you so much. Now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting worse, staying about the same, or getting better compared to last year?
Getting better.
Getting better? Okay, thank you. Would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to a point where you can rely or really get ahead?
Keeping up.
Keeping up, all right. Below is a list of goods or services that Philadelphia might regularly spend money on. Please select 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. You may select up to 3. Rent, paying down debt, education, gas, public transportation, utilities, gas, electricity, and internet, groceries, personal care, child care, health care, including prescription drugs, recreation, and entertainment.
I would say gas, electricity.
Okay.
And was rent one of them?
Recreation and entertainment, health care, including prescription drugs, child care, personal care, groceries.
Groceries.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about the violent crime? Are you not at all concerned, not that concerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay, thank you. How often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say never, rarely, a few times a month, a few times a week, or every day?
Rarely.
Rarely. Okay, thank you. Do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends the right amount, too little, or too much money on the police department?
Too little.
Thank you. Here is the list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that this action will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer, if the city implemented it. Declare a public safety emergency in the city. much safer, somewhat safer, a little safer, or not at all safer?
Somewhat safer.
Okay. Close the open air drug market in Kensington. I'm sorry.
Kensington. Yeah, that would make me feel way safer. Yes.
Okay, thank you. What about aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on the city streets and impound illegal vehicles?
No, that would not make me feel safer.
Okay. What about hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates?
Yes, that would make me feel safer. Yes.
Thank you.
Definitely make me feel safer.
Expand the use of security cameras in the major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries.
Yes, extremely safer.
Okay. Begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets.
Yes, safer.
Okay, thank you. Now, in a few words, in a small statement, what have you seen or heard about Major Sherelle Parker recently?
I heard that she is... trying to help with the... With the minimum wage, with our increase with that, and also she would like, she's tough on crime, both of which I approve of.
Okay. Okay, so you heard that she's trying to help with minimum wage and tough on crime, which you approve. Okay, thank you. As you may know, Major Parker is about to propose her first budget for the City Council. Please indicate the 2 or 3 items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and the elected officials in 2024. You may select up to 3 items. Hire more police officers, get guns off the streets, support more affordable housing, improve public transportation, improve our schools and education, invest in community development, tackle the opioid crisis, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, remove homeless encampments, reduce juvenile crime, improve the city's infrastructure, foster small businesses and local jobs.
Oh, wow. Okay. Definitely with, there's one on education, right?
Yeah.
Improve education, yes. Also, reduce the crime for juvenile crime.
Okay.
And so many things that
hire more police officers.
Hire more police officers. Yes. Hire more police officers. Yes.
Okay. Just so you know, we're almost done now. Here's a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy, where a 10 means that you strongly support the policy, 5 means that you neither support nor oppose the policy, and 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. You may select any number from 0 to 10. Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers, 0 to 10?
8.
Okay. Add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations and neighborhoods and afflicted by crime, 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Thank you. Invest $119 million in new funding for our city public schools.
10.
Thank you. Add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victim advocates to better serve residents.
9.
Thank you. Provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
6.
Thank you. Invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets.
Eight.
Thank you. Invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal.
Six.
Thank you. Invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
10.
Thank you. Provide $100 million for treatment and triage facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness.
8.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're almost done now. As you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic-era hybrid or work-from-home practice. Based on what you know, what do you oppose or you support ending work-from-home from city employees and requiring them to be back in the office full-time?
I oppose. I strongly oppose. Yeah, they should be able to stay home. And as long as the job is being done.
Okay, thank you so much. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes and other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchanges can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the decision to end city support for needle exchange programs?
I support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools, which will keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe, supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much. How often will you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
Every day.
Okay, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither?
Democrat.
Okay.
I do
anymore. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Very or somewhat?
I mean, on some issues, I am a conservative, while on some issues, I'm liberal.
So I guess somewhat.
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah, this is what I mean. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family, friend, or something else?
Live with a family.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. Do you identify as transgender or non-binary, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Separated.
Okay, thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. For whom did you vote back in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Biden.
Thank you. Below are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you most often get your news from. CNN, YouTube, New York Times, Power 99, Washington Post, NPR, Philadelphia Inquirer, Fox News, Facebook, Philadelphia Daily News, local news stations, X or Twitter or TikTok?
CNN.
Mm-hmm.
And local news stations.
Okay, thank you so much. Last year, that's back in 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Less than 24, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 to 74, 75 to 84, 85
I'm sorry,
to
90. I'm sorry, it's 20, I'm sorry. It's 24. Basically, I mean, technically, I live on my, live. Okay. Let's say 24.
Okay, I got
24,000.
Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time and patience. Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.